One person who travels more than both of us, Graham, is team member Carolyn Jasinski, who just returned on Saturday via a 38-hour, terribly long series of flights, but that's a whole other story when she recovers. Anyway, she's been on the Oceania cruise ship, the Serena, in the Caribbean, visiting exotic locations, and that too is another story for next week. But on this cruise, Carolyn was an enrichment speaker, and she got to mingle with the passengers and was effectively part of the crew, which is how she met onboard entertainer dancer Michelle Andrusenko, part of the onboard entertainment. Michelle specializes in Latin dancing, such as the tango and salsa, something her mother also did as an entertainer at sea.
Now, this is a lovely young lady I've met onboard Oceania Serena. I'm on this beautiful ship crossing the Atlantic, and I came across this gorgeous girl who said, I recognise that accent, it's a fellow Australian. So I couldn't resist talking to Michelle. Now, Michelle is part of the entertainment team and she's a dancer among many other things. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, good. Look, thanks for agreeing to talk to me. We've been on board already for about 10 days and we've crossed the Atlantic. We're coming into Cape Verde, just off the west coast of Africa. But I couldn't resist talking to Michelle because she's got such an interesting job. She's only 21 years old and she's part of the entertainment team on this luxury cruise line. Tell us all about your job. What do you do?
What do I do? What do I not do? I feel like we do a lot as the entertainment team. So, of course, our main job is to provide some really exciting and beautiful shows for the guests on board. So we usually have about 4 to 5 shows each cruise, all different styles with different music to suit everyone's preferences. But also we run a lot of the activities that happen on board, especially when we're at sea for a long time or when we have a lot of guests on board. We run a lot of activities such as golf and bago bean and shuffleboard, ring toss, table tennis, you name it, we run it.
And you take dance classes.
And I also run dance classes when we're at sea, especially. We also have little jobs here and there. Like
you see Michelle and the rest of the entertainment team everywhere. They greet you when you're going into trivia or into one of my talks that I give. They are everywhere. So their schedule is so hectic. They never really get much time off. You get a little bit off in between things.
A little bit, and the schedule changes every day depending on the schedules and the ports that we're visiting and stuff like that. So it keeps it nice and exciting. It doesn't feel like a really hard job. Really, half of the job is having fun and speaking to the guests and getting to know new people. So, yeah, it's quite a fulfilling job, and I also get to do my favorite thing in the world, which is dance and travel, which is the more exciting part here, especially coming from Australia where we're so far away from everything, having the opportunity to get off at different ports every day. And
so you,
been amazing.
Do you get off at every port, or you have a colour system, don't you?
So on board, especially smaller ships, the entertainment team and the rest of the crew, we're all part of an IPM system, which stands for in-port manning, which means everyone in the crew is divided into 4 colours and it rotates on the days, and on those days we unfortunately can't get off. That's just more for a safety precaution. There needs to be a specific percentage amount of crew left on the ship when people are getting off, just in case.
Oh, but every now and then, like today in Cape Verde,
it's not my IPM colour, so I'm allowed to get off and I will be getting
explore.
Off.
So explore. What a great way to see the world.
Yes, it's very much easier and in my case,
you're getting
cheaper
paid.
And I'm getting paid.
To do it.
To travel, dance and meet new people. Like, I could not think of anything better.
So the dancing side is amazing. So you first meet Michelle when you get on board. She's there to greet you. And then you'll see around the ship. And then at night, each night on board the Serena at 9:30, there is some kind of show. So whether it's a comedian or a magician or the production show. So the entertainment team comes out and suddenly you see them in a new light. You are so impressive.
Thank you.
It's really good. We sit back and go, oh, there's Michelle. And, of course, you know, you're Australian, so we've got that little affinity there anyway. But you have a really strong dance background, haven't you?
Definitely. So I started dancing from pretty young age, from about 5. My mum's also a dancer, so she really pushed me in that direction straight away, and I kind of did it kind of seriously in my childhood. And then when I was about 15, that's when I kind of decided, no, I really, really want to do this. And I had my mum behind me, supporting me with that decision. And I moved to a different school at that time, to Patrick School of the Arts. And that's where I trained for year 10, 11 and 12 at the same time as doing school. So we were going 3 to 4 times a week after school. And I absolutely loved it, to the point where I finished school, and where most kids went to university, I went to full-time dance at Patrick School of the Arts for 2 years and had some of the best training there. And then I had one more year where I took class and kind of just got my foot out into the industry, did a lot of smaller shows and gigs here and there, and just based in Melbourne. And I auditioned that year a lot as well for different companies, but I always knew I wanted to work on a cruise ship, especially while I'm young and I have nothing holding me back.
Right. So tell us, how did that audition process go?
So I auditioned back in October last year, 2023, and it was that wasn't my first time auditioning for Norwegian Cruise Line / Oceania / Regent, because they're all part of the same kind of bubble. But that time was my lucky time. I went in, so it would start at about 8:30, sign up. It's a bit like a cattle call, and there's probably, in my round, there was probably about 120 Whoa. Odd girls in that, and boys as well. But and then we had a few rounds. The first round usually is a technique round, so they check your technique, a little jazz combination, and then they do a cut of about, I mean, I don't remember now because I've done a lot of auditions as well since then, but probably they usually do about half a cut, even more sometimes.
Okay, so you made it through the first cut.
Made it through the first round. Then it goes into the next round, which is more of like a jazz combination, a bit longer. And then after that, we do it in groups. Usually it's in groups of 3. And then they do another cut. And then we do another round of like hip hop or something like that, or commercial dancing. It depends. Each cruise line has a slightly different way of how they do it. And then they cut again, and by the end there was 6 of us left.
Wow.
And when you get to the end of an audition, it's great, except it doesn't guarantee you a job. You basically get put into like a system of like, if they find a ship that is right for you, so for your height, your look, your availabilities, like there's a lot of puzzle pieces that we don't see as on our side compared to the audition panel side, but they basically put you in this book, and when a ship comes that is right for you, they'll reach out to you. And I was very lucky. My timing was divine timing. I auditioned the next day. I went to Bali for a holiday with my mum, actually, for 10 days, and I had the best time, danced heaps, and then I came home, and like a few days after that, I got an email.
Same.
So I didn't even like process that I even finished that audition or anything. I just went for a holiday and came back, and I got the audition saying, we're considering you for Oceania Serena. We'd love to have an interview with you. And then a few days after that, I had the interview. It was at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Whoa.
Because of the time difference. But luckily I had a few shows that night, so I did my work, came home at about 3 because my last show was quite late, and I came home, quickly showered and jumped on this Zoom call with Norwegian. And they basically, on Oceania Serena and on a lot of Oceania ships, they expect you to be able to speak with guests a lot. So that interview was more of like a test to see if you're very easy to talk to, if you're friendly, because there's other contracts for dancers where they're purely just dancers. Yes, they come, they do their dancing, and the rest of the time we
some
have
of the
off.
Some of the bigger ships.
The bigger ships.
The entertainment team is more isolated.
Yeah. So here we kind of do everything, which I love. I think I'd be bored without it, honestly.
Yeah, I think you would too.
I love it. And I love talk. I can talk to a brick wall. I mean, honestly, I can talk to anyone. But yeah, that interview process. And then straight after that, I got my contract sent through at about 5 a.m. But obviously everyone was sleeping, so I was very excited, but I couldn't share my joy at that time, so I had to wait till the morning. But
how long is your contract for?
I'm until October, start of October.
So is that a 9-month
contract? So we started, I left Melbourne 30th of January, and then we did 6 weeks of rehearsals in Tampa, Florida at the NCL Creative Studios, and then we jumped on board on the 7th of March. So between the 7th of March and the start of October, that's about six months
on board.
Yeah.
So when you finish that contract, what happens? Do you go home or do you go to another ship?
So usually you would go home, but usually before you finish your contract, you'll already kind of have an idea of which next contract you're going to do. They'll either offer you a contract or you'll put in your preferences and just hope for the best. And usually they do rehire once you get on, just as long as you haven't done anything wrong during your contract. And why not?
Well, you haven't done anything wrong. You're amazing up there on stage. It's really impressive. I've got to say, the whole entertainment team is. It's very different to a larger ship where the production shows have multiple people on stage and the big bands. We have a band on board and they're incredible.
They're incredible as well. Yeah, we've got a smaller cast, definitely. Smaller ship, smaller cast. So there's
670 people, passengers,
yes,
on board. It is a smaller ship, but it's divine.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. a really nice size. So if you could hope for something after this contract finishes, what would you be looking for?
I'm not sure. I think I'm still in like the honeymoon phase of like my first contract. But I have had a lot of discussions with my castmates who have done multiple cruise ships before. So I'm like the only newbie in this cast, which has been nice because I have a lot of people looking after me and to support me. Yes. But they're already thinking about the next contract and I'd love to try different ships. I'm obsessed with Serena. I've heard that Oceania is one of the really good cruise lines to work for. We have an amazing HR manager who really looks after us and we're all really friendly here in the crew. But I'd love to experience a bigger ship in terms of for a bigger show, a bigger stage,
For a change.
So we'll just see.
So you'd be happy with anything?
I'd be happy with it. Just as long as I'm dancing and travelling, that's all that makes me happy. So all that I need to make me happy. So
that's cute. Before we go, there are some quirky rules that apply to any of the crew, including the entertainment team, things that we just take for granted. So we're currently on the ninth floor in the card room because there's not many quiet places.
Yes.
But we found this little nook to hide in. But you had to come up. You couldn't come up the guest elevator.
Yeah, there's just little smaller rules that we do just to keep up the professionalism and just not cross a boundary with the guests. So we are very, very friendly with the guests and I think definitely more than other cruise lines, we get really not personal, but we really try and make that connection, relationship with the guests. And, I've made a lot of really new great friends like Carolyn on the ship. So, but there's still a line that we can't cross, in terms of professionalisms. We're still the crew. You're still the guest.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I think it's good. It keeps that, that boundary as well. Yeah.
And we don't know anything about those rules.
Because we do it so secretly. Absolutely. That you would never have known.
And it's nice to know that there are ways that the cruise line is trying to uphold that professionalism.
Yes.
But you guys just carry it off without us knowing anything.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's not that difficult. Like we have our own little crew passageways that we go up. I still take an elevator. It's just not the same one as you.
It's good to know. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I know that you're busy. You've got a million other things. Just before we go, if you were to say, what's your typical day?
Typical day, I guess it changes. We have two kind of varied days, basically a port day and a sea day. On sea days, we work much more just because all the guests are on board, so we have to work a lot. And then, so our sea day consists usually of like either a dance class in the morning or sports in the morning. Then we have a bit of an afternoon break. Then we have a afternoon sports. And then in the evening, we'll usually have a show or two. So depending on the day, but it always changes.
Everywhere all the time.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Carolyn.
Reporter Carolyn Jasinski there speaking with cruise ship entertainer, Latin dancer Michelle Andrusenko, who hails from Melbourne.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.